Good afternoon. Another beautiful day going on across the capital region with brilliant sunshine, a nice blue sky, a breeze out of the northwest, and temperatures which will steadily climb up into the lower and middle 60s by the middle and latter stages of the afternoon. High pressure is building in from southern Canada, creating that breeze and all of the sunshine. It will crest overhead tonight. As a result, skies will be clear and it will be quite chilly out there. In fact, temperatures will go right back down to freezing in many places with areas of frost. Some locations will even dip back into the 20s by sunrise tomorrow. That same high pressure center will dominate the weather through tomorrow, keeping it mostly sunny and continued mild as well, with highs reaching into the middle 60s. Around the backside of a high, clouds will begin to increase on Thursday evening. A front will approach through the Great Lakes overnight and into the morning Friday, when we'll pick up a good chance for rain showers. Some rain showers will linger into the lunch hour on Friday before the sunshine returns, and highs will reach to about 60. Another weak disturbance will pivot through the region on Saturday. This will bring a chance for a few scattered showers, but mainly dry weather, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be back into the lower 60s. Another area of high pressure will build in on Sunday, keeping it dry with sunshine. Some high clouds by the end of the day with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Early next week, the weather pattern turns more unsettled with a deep trough of low pressure pivoting through the Great Lakes, bringing us a good chance of rain on Monday and scattered showers on Tuesday. High temperatures will pull back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central high plains. Low-topped storms will intensify in easternmost Colorado and spread east into Kansas and Nebraska today. A narrow corridor of instability will allow these storms to intensify and potentially become supercells in the presence of 35 to 45 knots of effective shear. Severe hail and locally damaging winds and possibly a brief tornado risk can be expected, as storms generally develop eastward through the early evening hours. Meanwhile, strong winds and low relative humidity values will continue to bring critical fire weather conditions across parts of the Southwest today. Red flag warnings are in effect from Southern California to the Southern High Plains. And to the east, a stalled front in the southeastern United States will be the focus for heavy rain through midweek. The heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in this region, and flood watches are out from southern Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. And winter storm warnings remain in effect for the Wasatch Mountains in Utah through this afternoon. 8 to 14 inches of snow is expected before the steadiest snow tapers off tonight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 13 at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 86 set in 2003, and the record low 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs reaching the middle 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine today, breezy and mild with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny skies today. It'll also be breezy and mild with highs in the lower to mid-60s. clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, continued mild, mid-60s. Showers Friday morning, some breaks of afternoon sun near 60. A scattered shower Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to some high clouds Sunday, dry, lower to mid-60s. A chance of rain Monday in the middle to upper 50s. And scattered showers Tuesday with highs in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.